1. I beg to forward herewith report on the operations of the 5th Division between the dates of April 17th and April 21st, dealing with the capture of Hill 60, southeast of Ypres. Reports which go fully into details by Brigadier General R. Wanless O'Gowan, commanding 13th Infantry Brigade, and Brigadier General E. Northey, ADC, commanding 15th Infantry Brigade, who in succession commanded the troops engaged in the operations, are attached. 2. Hill 60. A small, steeply escarped hill enabled the enemy to see into the ground behind the 5th Division lines and was useful to him as an observation station. I considered its capture would strengthen my position. 3. Mining operations had been begun in the early part of March by Major Norton Griffiths, Royal Engineers, and the 171st Mining Company, while the 28th Division was holding the line which 5th Division now holds. It is due to the ability with which these mining operations were carried out that the assault on the hill was so immediately successful, and that the loss during the actual assault was small. 4. For some days before the attack, the 15th Infantry Brigade, then holding the trenches, were engaged in preparing positions to enable the assaulting columns to assemble. The 13th Infantry Brigade, who were in reserve, and part of which, under Brigadier General R. Wanless O'Gowan, was to carry out the assault, were employed in rehearsing the assault on plans of our own and the enemy's trenches, spit-locked out on the ground. 5. During the night 16th-17th, troops destined for the attack, 2nd KOSB, 1st Royal West Kent Regiment, and 2nd Home Counties Company Royal Engineers, under the command of Brigadier General R. Wanless O'Gowan, were moved into position. Mines were exploded at 7 p.m. on April 17th, and the assault immediately took place and was successful. Operation Order No. 50 of 5th Division attached. 6. Severe fighting ensued all night. The enemy kept up constant and heavy artillery fire and attacked incessantly, using hand grenades freely and with great effect. At 1:30 a.m. on the 18th, the officer commanding 1st Battalion Royal West Kent Regiment, who had carried out the assault, reported that he had firmly established a good fire trench on the hill and dug two good communication trenches.